and welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Shauna, your host. So, hey, have you ever thought about what revelation is? Well, I have a really quick definition from President Hinckley, who, come on, I mean, you can't get better definitions. He talks about how revelation is communication from God to his children. Easy as that. And so when the Lord reveals his will to the church, he speaks through his prophet. And, you know, prophets are the only people that can receive revelation of the church. But we know that we can receive revelation for ourselves for our specific personal needs. So it kind of goes two ways. You've got revelation for the church through a prophet of God, and then you've got personal revelation for our specific day-to-day needs. It's kind of cool, isn't it? How wonderful that is. You know, it kind of sounds sort of complex, but, you know, it can be kind of simple, too. We just put our trust in our Heavenly Father. We talk to him, and we ask him to receive our own personal revelation. And then we've got conference, and we've got the ensign. We've got different ways that we can hear from our prophet about what's needed for this worldwide church. It's pretty exciting stuff. Well, I'm so excited about this Mormon message. I have to tell you, just go to Mormon Message on YouTube. Pull up Patterns of Light. There's three different videos in this thing. They're only about 3 minutes long by Elder Bednar. They are fabulous. If you don't know anything about revelation and light, go to these videos. You know, in the first one, he talks a little bit about how darkness is overruled by light. You know, darkness can never exist where light is. And he talks about how if we want to be good, we got to do good. And, you know, depending on how good we are, that's when light is increased or decreased. In the second video, he talks about how we shouldn't have to be shaken to get our attention, that that we should act, that everything that entices us to do good is from God. And so we communicate with our God through prayer, and then he communicates back to us with revelation. That's how it goes. And then in video three, he talks about how when suddenly you walk into a room and you flip on light, that's a certain way that you can receive revelation oftentimes. Then he talks about how light comes to you or revelation comes to you through kind of like a sunrise, where it's very gradual and it's beautiful and it gets brighter and brighter. It isn't all at once. And that's kind of more common way that he says that we receive revelation. Then the third one, I love this, is about, he talks about, have you ever walked through fog before? There's just enough light to keep you moving. You see just enough to keep you moving. Then you just have to kind of seek for more lights. And he says that is your common way of receiving light and knowledge and revelation, is we're just kind of muddling through that fog, looking for those pockets of light. It's slow, it's gradual, but it's effective. And then he sums it all up by saying that Jesus is the light. So he talks about how he'd much rather follow the light where he can get the spirit of revelation. It's lovely. It's one of my favorite things that I've ever heard Elder Bednar do, and he just knows how to say it. He knows how to be simple and concise. And so if you're kind of wondering, what is revelation, and Shauna didn't tell me enough on this program, go to Mormon Messages on YouTube, pull up Patterns of Light. You'll get all three of them. They're lovely. Well worth your about maybe 12 minutes of listening. It's fabulous. Well, we've got, you know, I was thinking about when do I receive revelation and how do I receive it and things like that. And I think for me, I'm not going to really share one of those big moments, but I was kind of thinking that I love the little aha moments. As I'm getting older, I love kind of going, oh, yeah, that's what I learned from this experience. Or, oh my gosh, I feel so much stronger because of that experience. And I think my life, and maybe yours too, are just full of a bunch of little aha moments where you're like, oh yeah, I get that. Well, those are revelational moments. I don't even know if that's the word, revelational. I don't know. But those are revelation moments. Those are personal revelation moments for you, for me, and I love those. So I don't have a big story to tell you, but I have to tell you, look this week. I'm going to keep looking for those aha moments where we can just know that our Heavenly Father's mindful. He's given us little times to learn, and that's what they are. That's what revelation is. Well, if you've got any thoughts, you got any aha moments you want to share with me, please, by all means, we read them. We read them. They're important to us. Go to Mormon Channel Daily at LDSChurch.org and just share some of your thoughts and ideas on receiving revelation for you. We love those personal moments. Tell us about them. So we're going to end, of course, with the Spirit of God. Yeah, I just receive revelation just listening to that song, right? And that is our song of the day, The Spirit of God, featuring Amy Hansen. Enjoy your day.